sun being luminous demands a great deal of attention. Because we are inclined to think that illumination is not fun. We say, oh boy, I'd like to be illumined, but not really. Because we don't put ourselves into the position to be illumined. We keep backing away from being illumined. One of our great blocks to being illumined is when we say to ourselves, ah, I don't believe that. That's too good to be true. Oh my God, what do you expect me to believe? You expect me to believe that sort of nonsense? You expect me to believe that the illustrations that you give, Herb, have a possibility of being real? Most of them all are real. You don't know that. Most of the illustrations I give are from experiences of my life and of the lives that I know. You don't have the vaguest idea how many experiences I could call upon if I wanted to, but they would sound ludicrous to you because they're not on the level that we are working right at this moment. And we have to work on the level that we're working right this moment. And the level we're working right this moment is on the fun of being illumined. So, I told about a friend of mine who is from Hawaii. She's a student, and she read about the course, and she thought, wow, that course is fantastic. That course is what I've been needing. I have been in every New Thought organization, and every New Thought organization says that we are the creator of our world, we are in charge of our world, and everything we do, we're in charge of. But none of them have said that, as a creator, I'm all of God. I am just plain God.
Enjoying yourself?
All of them say, I'm a son of God, I'm a child of God,
yes.
Or not God
totally.
In me,
huh?
But not
totally.
God all of me.
Why are you not
God
enjoying yourself totally?
I don't know.
Does these things. Well, we say God in me too. But
well,
the thing
are
is,
you
we
giving
are
yourself responsibilities?
The divine in us,
you don't
God
have to worry
in us,
with?
The mind in us, the intelligence in us. Our physical body is our vehicle for getting around. But the mind is what it is. Well, she was so delighted with that.
I want you to give your best
that
to
she
the
said,
seminar.
Man, I've got to study
all
this
that
program.
You can out of it.
And she did.
But I don't want you to feel
that
you should
she would delight me every
you look at your computer
every
to see what's on it,
lesson that
she's sent okay.
In.
But
because
you don't have to feel
a little
I cannot touch
there.
It. I can't.
The
you're not supposed to be in business.
I
but you can
see.
Be curious about things.
And
you are curious anyhow. You did
sure
get on the phone with Daniel
was
and do that stuff. And,
but,
and it's
oh,
just,
I see.
Nothing important, you know what I mean?
Oh, I
it's just
see.
Something that
I understand.
The moment.
I comprehend.
And,
it's
if,
wonderful.
If
it's beautiful.
I cannot do anything. I cannot cut my toes. I cannot do anything. You know,
we're talking about
it's contrary
the eyes
to what we're doing
here.
That's contrary. But, you know,
we're talking about the eyes. We're saying
wouldn't be
the eyes are the portals of the mind or the soul to look out and see the world about us. And as we
I'm
look out,
feeling.
What
yeah,
do we
totally
say?
Feeling.
We see
because
something and we say, I
understand. The basic
now
things
I
were
understand.
The same, but
how big is
the there
mountain?
Was something,
very big, really.
Irrespective
how big?
Well,
look over
quietness,
here. Yeah, that's how big.
Silence,
as big as a house. As
but
big as all get out. It is like a
monster.
That's the room.
But
a lot
was
left and right
because
front in the back,
Monica
and it is big. Oh,
no,
I see.
Monica
I see.
Is a wonderful share.
And here,
see, these are the things that we have not given too much credit.
What is the one thing that we have here that we didn't have there?
Credit to the idea that
what's
we
your
are
name?
Comprehending. We are illumined
fire
more often than
huh?
One big realization for.
We have
and until
Rhonda,
we start taking realization for the fact
here,
that we are illumined.
Right.
Rhonda we
is,
will not think we are illumined.
To a lot of things we're saying, you know.
It's the way we're doing
she has her own way of saying it. And Rhonda
we
would like
play
to
play the piano a little bit. We say, I can't play the piano, I'm just
a paragraph learning. Or two now and then, you know.
We play the harp a little bit and say, I can't
like
play the harp, I'm just learning.
If she had the humility.
We type on the typewriter and say, I can't type. I
always
want to type 12 words a minute, 15 words a minute.
And I hey, must be there. And I try to get other people to do it.
You can type.
They don't do it.
You can
you know,
play the piano.
Gertrude
you
is
can
great,
play the
harp.
You can do all these things. Perhaps how capable you are.
Each one of them is here for another reason.
You play
and I'm working with them on the other
how
reasons.
Well you play it.
And because of that, they're not getting
but
the
benefit. But you can play it.
They're not having the fun.
Can you open your eyes and look out at the world?
Tell you a bit about that.
Can you see people out there? Yeah. Do you know these people are out there and standing there and that the house and the trees and the cars and the birds and the bees and the ships and the ocean and all these wonderful things? Do you see them? Yeah.
I said,
you look at National Geographic magazine,
you
see all those beautiful multi-colored pictures.
What you're saying is you walk the path.
They use 8 or 10 colors.
And she says, I'm saying, peace, peace, peace. And I said, are you getting any benefit from it? She said, well, my foot feels about there. It's great, you know. I didn't want to make a big fuss about it. I said, that's great. I said, do you feel that's a great benefit? Oh, yes. And I said, why then are you so sober? Oh, there's so much more I want to do. I said, you know, Gertrude, if you just spend a little time here, without the seminar, without these things, just come in and sit and talk with me every day for a little while, you know. You could work through these things so quickly. But I said, you have made other things your priority. And so the circumstances, the problems of your life, you just keep going with because you haven't put the time to really work them out.
Well, but how about me? I mean, I've
you haven't.
Yeah, but I would like.
No, you wouldn't.
Of course.
You have every opportunity to come in and talk to me, and you have every opportunity to go over these things, but you don't go over the things that count. You just go over the things that are in your heart that bother you and stuff, and that's not what counts.
Well, what counts?
What counts is to build a consciousness within yourself of you being the master of every experience.
And
you can't work on that and then be worried about the ego and be worried about this. Ellen, up to now, up to this past week, the majority of your conversations were worrying about your family and being concerned about Diego and whatever he's doing, and then Mariella, she got sick. Oh, did you get upset? You know.
Oh no.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate because you're giving power. You don't want to give power. And it's like Rhonda. I had a long talk with her. I straightened out a lot of things for her, and I said, Rhonda, you're not here to amuse everybody else. You're not here to be found superior to everybody else. I said, it's a pain in the neck when you do that. I said, you're here to be yourself. You're here to be the magical lady that you are. How to release that magical lady to be fun, you know. And she says, that's what I want to do. And I said, well, then get off your high horse. You're being so goddamn good, you know. Being so superior to everybody else. And having words that are so luxurious, you know. I said, I told you in front of everybody that the people here don't have that kind of vocabulary. And they don't have the vocabulary that goes off into the esoteric as deeply as you do. Not that it's good or bad, you know. But just cool it, you know. And just speak in monosyllables, you know. Because that's what we're doing right now, being simple. And she said, but how do I make it simple? I said, Rhonda, you have made great strides from when we first met you. You can become simpler and simpler. If we keep working on it, you're going to be blah, 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 little baby. And that's good. But I said, just keep at it. Is her, you are the only one who has ever helped me to accomplish being me. Everybody else wants to help me accomplish being their program. And well, I have no program. My only program is that you be you. And each of you can be yours. I said, if I had a program where I wanted you to be me and that sort of stuff, I said, I would certainly not choose you guys to work with. Because you guys are independent characters. You guys are, you want to be yourself. You want to be your own bosses. And your own. And I said, that's the kind I want to work with. The people who are masters. Not the people who are milquetoast, you know. I said, I would never want to offend, like, whatever his name, John or Robert. You know. I would never like Robert. Because Robert is so hung up on sex. And he's so hung up on his own personal ego, which he is too, and which JJ is too, you know, and you see their little pattern, and it's not bad, but it's just not going to get them where they want to go. And JJ is trying to make us feel sorry for him, because he didn't get the call through, you know, and Phil Park, you know. when he had promised to get through, when we had promised to be there before, you know. So, as far as you're concerned, you are acting like you're in charge here. And because you're acting like you're in charge, you're not having any fun. You are running the kitchen, you're running this, and you're running that. You say, well, I have to do something, I have to do it.
No, but I do the kitchen up in the
That's not my point. My point is that you come walking into the kitchen and everybody is in a hush because you're the boss. You understand me? And you don't want to do that. Don't be around. Let them do whatever they're going to do.
Well, at lunch and at breakfast, I go away.
That's good.
Yeah.
And that's very good.
And,
and at separate times?
And after dinner, I most of the time, I just bring some stuff away, then I go.
Ruin before you do that. But anyhow.
Well, I didn't want to feel superior. I wanted just to
feel superior is when you tell other people what to do. When you do what you do, that's not feeling superior.
Well, I told them what to cook at lunch because somebody needs to say it.
Well,
and I only said today salad and duck, and that was
who
it.
Who cares?
And I don't even go.
They're adults. They know how to cook. Who cares what they make? If they make a humongous salad and we don't eat it, who cares?
I don't care about that either.
Well, then, what do you mean you had a salad?
I only said instead yesterday we had a soup and tomorrow we might have potato salad, and I'm saying
say
this.
You don't say, let them think. Let them be creative. Let them do dumb stuff.
And but they don't even know what we have.
That's okay, Ellen. They can look and see what we got. That's what the part of a cook is. It's a go. They should. Each one of them should go through every refrigerator and every cupboard we have to see what's there, and then cook accordingly.
Well, because in the morning I'm not even there.
Ellen, I'm not saying this. I'm not asking you to argue with me. I'm merely saying to you, if when you're not supposed to be there, you're not there, then that's great. And two people are supposed to be in charge.
Right.
And then they should be alone. And nobody tells them. And you don't tell them anything. And we might tell them that, hey, you guys are in charge. You're cooks. You're supposed to check in all the cupboards and the refrigerators and see what's there and make the meals, you know. And it's not supposed to be lavish. It's just supposed to be fundamental and good, you know. And, of course, Rhonda was going to try to do her little digit gadget, as long as we think she's going to try to do her little digit gadget. If we think that Rhonda's going to be modest and good, then that's what she'll be. If we think she's going to try to do all the little nuances and stuff, well, so what, you know, so what? You know what I'm saying? You don't know what I'm saying.
Well, yes, I know. You said that I'm playing the boss.
No, what did I say? I didn't say you're playing
that
the boss. I said you shouldn't play the boss.
Yeah.
I didn't say you're playing the boss. I said you shouldn't.
Yeah, I
really tried. Yeah. Right now, how do you try not to? When you're not around. You know, be down here. Play on your computer. In between times, write something from what you've been getting from the lessons. You know.
Well, that is,
if that's what?
If that I can do, I
will be. Ella, you can do anything you want. I told them to. Now, look, we have the schedule here someplace of what we do. And from 5 to 7, anyone can do anything they want. Some have to prepare breakfast. And 7 to 8, we eat. And then 8 to 9, get a whole hour there.
Well, can Christina and Rhonda work on their teeth?
Of course, I told them they could.
Oh, that was not clear.
I told them they could.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'll tell them at lunch.
Yes, do that.
And then from 10:30 to 11, that's a half an hour, they could do anything they want. Swim in the pool, they can run around, they can relax. And then from 1 to 2 is lunch, and then 2 to 3, they're free to do whatever they want to do, too. They can work on their thesis, work on their dissertation, walk around. And 3 to 4 is the lecture. 4 to 5 is definite meditation time for them to spend in meditation, you know. And then 5 to 6, they're in the gym. And 6 to 7, they're cleaning up the gym, or they're up making the meal, or they're screwing around like Christina. She loves to be in there all by herself. She just loves to have all those toys to play with all by herself. And I'm here talking around her or somebody, and she's in there just having a ball, which is good, you know. And she came in here, and she says, "Rhonda, I have your flashlight here." Rhonda says, "No, you don't. Mine is in my pocket." And she says, "Well, I'm sure it's yours because you're not mine." And so then last night, Rhonda came up. She says, "I don't have a flashlight." She says, "What happened to it? I don't know what happened to it." I said, "Well, you know, I knew what happened. You see, and I have these things happen so that they get the answer, not so that they have to feel badly about it, you know." But she should have said, "Thank you," and taken it. And if she ended up with two, then put one away, you know. But they just met with, and this 8 o'clock program, it doesn't work out. It should be a lovely, chatty time, and not a confrontational time. You know what I mean? Well, Rhonda was confronting me with the things. I was telling her things, and I was getting real tough on her, and I shouldn't have.
Yesterday evening?
The other night, before that. Last night they didn't do anything. Last night they just played the kitchen, you know. The first night was Friday night. And then we had the meeting. And then last night was Saturday night. Or was that Sunday? Sunday night. Well then, what did we do Friday night? Friday and Saturday? So last night was Sunday, we didn't do anything. And so today is Monday. If they gather around the fireplace, certainly you have to admit that Ingeborg is doing her part with the fire.
Yeah.
And very nicely. Very nice. Stupid having logs hanging out of the fireplace, but that's the least job. But we will remind me to go over this at lunch.
Okay.
Because that is supposed to be a time. They're free to do most anything they want to do.
No, but I don't think that that is my hang-up, the responsibility of things. I don't even think of that.
What?
My hang-up is still ego.
What?
If I have any hang-up or any distraction, let's say that, any distraction, then it's still a distraction in the ego.
Yeah, I know.
And it comes so strongly back on business. I tell you, that was such a shock for me.
Business.
No, it was a shock for me.
Why was it a shock?
This whole story was such a shock.
What, of Ailey's death?
Yeah, that was
so
story.
What? So what?
And I can understand how it was a shock for Diego and what he's going through. And I would like to say no.
Diego has always acted like an asshole. He was disrespectful to you. He was disrespectful to me. He was not courteous to either of us. He did not invite us into his home. We went there once, I think, in the whole time. Yes.
Well, we went to
company. Whatever.
I mean, you were probably only one time or two times.
Yeah, I was only one or two. Okay. Now, he didn't make his home open to us.
No, and he also invited us in the restaurant, and he went with us around, driving us around with the telephone. Yes, at the Kursaal, where we had the view on the lake. Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that
oh
part.
Yes.
Hey, look, how many years is that over?
Well, not too much. Not
Ellen, don't defend him.
Well, look, I
don't,
want to
Ellen,
see.
Don't defend him, because these are your feelings that I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I don't care and could care less. And I just remember from the few times that I was associated with him that he acted like a big asshole every time we were with him. And he acted like you were not important. And I was certainly not important at all. And when we met on the street, he just bustled around us just like he was some potentate and we were some nothing. Came out and had coffee with us out on the terrace there, you know, in front of the bank. And treated you with such disrespect, I was just ashamed for him. But then he woke up. And he woke up. But he woke up only because he went through the trauma of his father. And that was a beautiful thing for him to go through. Because it is making a man of him. He is waking up to the fact that he had better stop being a little boy. Stop being a little milk toast. Because he's big on the outside, but he's nothing on the inside. Now he is developing his inside. You understand? And he's doing just great. He's coming along far better than he should from what he's done with his background. And I think we can just be very proud of him and let him be. But if you're going to keep on having him in your heart as something that, needs your loving attention or something, I don't know what you're doing for him, but that's not helping him.
Look, I told you how many times that ever I have a thought about him, of a hurt within, I'm living. Look, if you're thinking, change it. I'm speaking to my saying. I say it because he is an illusion. He is my thought creation. So change your thinking. Change your thinking. I'm saying to myself,
do
yes.
You? Huh? Do you?
Well, it comes then. Then comes stupid thoughts
more
back.
More tests.
Well, yes. Then suddenly comes Tino up, and but very positive. And then grandmother comes up, and then comes thoughts about ages up. And I just don't know why they come up, because I really don't want to think these thoughts.
They
I
come up
don't.
Because you are weak. And see, when you're strong, you just immediately turn to a different point whenever they come up. You immediately take a different attitude of mind when they come up so that you are in charge.
Because I say, peace, and then all the thoughts come up in the middle of peace.
That's
peace.
Good. That's good. And just keep saying peace.
Oh.
If you run away from peace because you think that it's not benefiting you, then you're messing yourself up.
No, I'm not running away from it. I'm saying it, but I'm saying, my God, in all these things, I should now have a good thought, better thinking about myself.
Why don't you have a good thinking about yourself?
This is like Moses with the burning bush.
Why?
Well, just because I'm like you said, I'm thinking my thinking. Allow myself to have. I know exactly any worried thought it reflects back. So why worry? I know this, and I'm speaking to me, and I say, don't. And it speaks to me, and I say, look, stop it. This is only you thinking. It's not so.
Yeah, well, you have the time now to work on it. And if you're going to come around here watering plants and taking care of your house in your spare minutes, that's foolish, because you should be working on this in your mind. Now, if you can water the plants and work on it in your mind at the same time, great. But that's a distraction.
Well, then I can even go and write something on the computer, because I personally think when I can say peace and clean up a cup of coffee which I had drank, because I walk really a lot outside. I do my walking and my meditation. I do. But I still need to take care of the plants.
That's okay.
I'm
just saying to you, schedule your time. You know what the time is here, you know what the things are, you know when you're supposed to be places. So schedule a certain time for watering and a certain time for doing things. And then the other time, keep free.
Yeah.
You know, because you're going to just water now and water then and
no,
do this and
I
do
that. Every morning.
Stupid.
And I thought even that they didn't need water.
I thought,
you see, that's why it's now that it is. But are you taking care of him?
Don't you have the habit of remembering that you took him?
When I see him. I mean, I gave him a complete list of things to do.
Well,
and Ellen, whatever he does on that list, that's wonderful. And whatever he doesn't do...
Oh, that I don't care either.
Yeah. But he's got the list, so he knows what to do.
Yeah.
And I heard him dragging the roads, and I heard him doing different things. So.
Like if you say, oh, darn, where are my glasses? Oh, where did I do it? What did I do?
Ellen?
Then it's not a happy game. You want all games to be
say, excuse me, Herb.
And games are happy games.
Say that.
Excuse me, Herb.
What Brian does is not my business.
What Brian does is not my business.
Yeah, excuse me.
Just a minute, I'll sign you a check here and just see where I have my glasses. You know, write a check in without my glasses because, you know, I don't know if I can do it. And your friend who you're writing the check for is standing there watching your glasses on top of your head and they say, should I tell them or should I not? If I tell them, then they will think that I'm saying superiority. I can't help but see them, you know. And if I don't tell them, they'll say, well, why didn't you tell me, you know? So, and there are times you can't win to lose, and you can't lose to win. But it's a great experience. Let yourself follow your inner awareness, your inner guidance, and know that that is your connection as God in you. And that's nice. And you don't need a connection, do you? Hey! Do you need a connection between you and God? What?
No.
No. What do you mean you have it?
No, I am.
You am it. That's going to say you are it. You am it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You are it. You am it. You don't need a connection. And you see, from time to time we talk about a connection, and you don't need it. Now, does this come as an illumination? You know, sometimes it does. If you am it, are you the connection or are you it?
It.
You are it. Now, what is it?
All.
You're not going to say God. It is all. So, what is the all that it is? Huh?
Unlimited.
Unlimited, yeah, sure, but what is the all that the it is? What is the all? Yeah, but God is limited.
Absolute.
Absolute. Ah, so. Absolute. Now, is that true?
There he is one.
Yeah.
Is God the
sure
is?
Me.
Is God the all?
Now
is God zero?
As soon as I can.
You see, we want to be expansive in our consciousness because saying is God is a great word and has a lot of meaning. And lowercase, it has more meaning than capitalized. Capitalized, it refers to a particular religious group. Lowercase, it refers to the universal concept of God. That's what we're talking about. Huh? The universal concept of God. So, if we're talking about the universal concept of God, we have to remind ourselves. And we have to say, lowercase g, God. There we go. Now, wouldn't it be a nice way to say that without saying lowercase g? Can you think of a way, can you be a loon, to come up with an idea of how you say lowercase g without saying lowercase g, a God without a cap? How would you say that? What sort of illumination is floating through your consciousness right now in that respect? Think about it. Think about it very seriously. How would you say a lowercase God without saying lowercase God? Where'd you get that idea? No. I just moved in, right? Now, what other thing was said? He is with God.
doesn't have no time, I mean, no existence.
Because then not eat anymore, it's two things.
It's two things. Well, aren't you smart? Now, why would you say the consciousness
is...
God is it? And this is what you think it is, huh?
Yes, I know. I say that.
You say that God is the allness and therefore cannot be a consciousness.
No, it cannot have kind of an adjective or a descriptive word. It cannot have a descriptive word in front or afterwards.
Right, right. And what happens when we ever use descriptive words before or after any major noun? Any noun. We define it and limit it. I am God. That's unlimited. I am a good God. Well, all right, what do you mean by good, you know? And where is good coming from? And if you're a good God, why are you telling me that you're a good God? Because you're really not a good God and you're trying to make me think you're a good God? You know? And remember, Ellen, that's when people talk like that. When people have to describe what it is that they are. Ellen, I am so happy. I'm filled with joy. I'm just bubbling over. Now, if I said, I'm happy, does that mean the same thing and more?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's all inclusive.
Because there are no limitations. Why are you so happy, so filled with joy? Why? Well, what is it? Hey. That's not the question. The point is, I am happy. Well, then, just say you're happy then, you know. Don't get me off on a tangent of wondering why you're happy, you know. And you know who's off on that tangent? That's you. You're trying to define what you mean by lowercase God. And when you're trying to define what you mean by lowercase God, you really come into some interesting problems. And the first problem is being one with yourself. Because every time you try to define something, you put yourself separate from it. This is really something fantastic for all of us to consider. I had this on conference for a few minutes there to see how it would come up, we'll see later. But how can you have fun being illumined? You have fun being illumined by not limiting yourself. By just pulling out all the stops and going for it. This is an illustration and not a demonstration, but you go to a party, and as you walk in the door, you see friends, and you talk to them, and you mingle, and you have your cocktails, or you have your hors d'oeuvres, or you have the various things that are offered, and you greet your hostess and host, and you're familiar with everybody, and you're just floating around having a good time. And then you get to the other end of the room, and gentlemen. On the list, you weren't invited today. But when you show him the invitation for the party, and he says, do you see this here? You're invited tomorrow, not today. And you come a day early. But everyone's so great and gracious and so nice to talk to. And so, are they all going to be here tomorrow? No, no. Tomorrow will be your kind of people will be here. My kind of people? What kind of people are my kind of people? And he says, well, come tomorrow and see. But today you're leaving. And so you are ushered out. You think, my God, that doesn't seem too cool. I should be able to be at any one of these parties, not just special ones. And then the next day I come back, curious as to why I'm with these people. And as I walk in the door, I see everybody living in a state of fulfillment. I see everybody living in a state of wonderment and joy and expressing miracles in their every laughter and smile. And I feel just great. And I walk around the room hardly saying a word to anybody because everybody is just harmonious with me. And we don't have to say words to communicate. I'm just one with this group. And as I come to the back of the room, here's our ticket taker again, and I say to him, well, here I am again. He says, oh, yes, this is where you belong. This is where you belong. This is where people who are on a much higher level of consciousness than yesterday. But they all seemed very nice yesterday. Certainly they were nice. But they were not on the high level. Just listen to the conversation here and remember what you heard yesterday. And don't compare the quality of it, but just compare the manner in which it's given. And so you listen and you hear people saying, you are beautiful. You are wonderful. It is such a pleasure to be with you. And what wonderful things has your son done? What wonderful things did your wife do? I hear that you are now the president of this. That must be quite an honor for you. You see, up, 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 up. And then you remember yesterday. Oh, yeah, my kid had a great time. He crashed the car into the tree, and he didn't get hurt, but he sure messed up that tree and sure messed up the car. And fortunately, my insurance, you know, all the problems of the world, all the negativity, and on and on and on. It's just worth repeating. But, wonderful, the boy wasn't hurt. Well, you see, at least they had one good comment in there. But why did they even have the comment that the boy did not get hurt? Why didn't they just say, I always surround my boy with my pure white light of love, and he always does the perfect and wonderful thing? Why didn't they say that? You know? We live in a world, and we live in a world of people who like having fun being illumined, and people who work at being illumined. And the people who work at being illumined always seem to be chasing it. The people who have fun at being illumined, illumination chases them, so to speak, because they're just an open book to it. They're just an open field toward it. They're an open attitude toward it, and it's a great feeling for them. And this is how we want to be. We want to be so open to the feeling of illumination, to the feeling of oneness, to the feeling of allness, that everything works in divine order for us. Have you ever been in any little way in experiences like that? Have you ever been in parties or with groups of people where everyone spoke positive? Have you ever been with your relatives or friends where you think, man, they're as good as I am. They only speak positive thoughts. Have you ever been with them? And you see, when you do that, you rise into a very high level of consciousness. You rise into a very fun-filled illumination. And this is where we want to be, in this fun-filled illumination. And we will be in that fun-filled illumination as we are expressing our divinity from within with our illumination and our feeling of being ourselves and having fun. That's a wonderful thing. And it's a good thing. And it's where we're going. And so now we will prepare for our afternoon talk, which is socialization in illumination. So just think of what we might be talking about that, because you're going to have a wonderful time with that in a few minutes. So, I love you, and I bless you, and I see everything going your way.